Hello everybody, I am Keaton of Kinetic Catholic Ministries, back with another video. I hope that you all are having an absolutely wonderful Tuesday so far. I know that I am, as the school year is rolling around again. The Kinetic team, we're about to travel back up to college, which is exciting because we'll be together again. You'll see videos of us together again, which you haven't seen in a while. But also I ask that you keep us in your prayers for safe travels. We are praying for you, for anyone who might be traveling to school, or those of you not traveling to school. We're still praying for you for a good start to the school year. A couple things before we dive into it. Number one, Thrive Students is up and running. Go check out the Instagram. There is a reel on the Instagram that specifically talks about what you need to do in order to get access codes to access Thrive Students. If you're a high schooler, this is for you. Thrive Students is an online platform of high schoolers from across the country who are leaders in the Catholic faith in their own respective right. And on there, we share content, we share ideas, we share our mission, we share prayer requests, everything that you could think of. And then there's also content taught by the Kinetic team that's exclusive to Thrive Students. You're not going to get any of it here on the YouTube with practical leadership skills in a youth group setting, in a high school setting, whatever way you might be a leader. Because ultimately, as young people, we are capable of leading our peers. And so go over to the Instagram, figure out what you need to do to get those access codes. Secondly, I want to start off with the entire inspiration for this video is from two things. One, it's from prayer. But number two, it's completely from a song. And I typically don't do that, but I've prayed with this song a lot, and it got to a point where I was like, I really want to make a video about this. And so Josiah Queen, I Am Barabbas, it was introduced to me last semester when I was in college, I've prayed with it several times. It is a radically powerful song, and that is sort of the basis for this video. I kind of want to lead a separate meditation separate from the song, so watch the video, but after you watch this video, go play I Am Barabbas by Josiah Queen. Add it to your playlist. It is beautiful. It is awesome. So let's get into the video. Jesus died for you. How often have we heard that? As someone who's a cradle Catholic, I've been through Catholic education my entire life, even in a college, I've heard that just about a million times. Jesus died for you. And it's powerful and it's true, but when we hear it so often, sometimes it can start to kind of lose its meaning. And so I fall into this all the time, and I've only very recently started to kind of pray with the reality, Jesus died for me, to try to let that settle in more. Because here's the reality. There's a difference between understanding, like, yes, Jesus died for me. Objectively, he died for me, he died for you. Awesome. But we should take that understanding that Jesus died for it, and it should make us change how we are in our day-to-day life. We should live differently because the God of the universe died to save me, died to save you. So I want to do a couple cool kind of meditation things if you are open to it. Number one, I'm going to read through the Matthew 27 that talks about Barabbas and imagine you in that situation. But number two, I just want you to imagine something for me. Okay, I want you to imagine that no one else on earth existed. No one else except for you. That'd be pretty lonely. I wouldn't be a fan of that. But let's pretend that it was only you on planet Earth. No one else. Jesus still would have undergone the exact same torment, the exact same suffering, even if it was to save just you. That's true. That's like objectively true. Like, he saved everyone, but not in a blanket way. He saved each of us individually to the degree that even if it was only you or it was only me, Jesus still would have suffered and died in the manner that he did. Dang. I want to read Matthew 27. Only part of it. Matthew 27, it's 15 to 26. And every time I say the name Barabbas, I want you to picture that it's your name being said. Now on the occasion of the feast, the governor was accustomed to release to the crowd one prisoner whom they wished. And at the time, they had a prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had assembled, Pilate said to them, "Which one do you want me to release to you? Barabbas or Jesus called Messiah?" for he knew that it was out of envy that they had handed him over. While he was still seated on the bench, his wife sent him a message. Have nothing to do with that righteous man. I suffered much in a dream today because of him. The chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas, but to destroy Jesus. The governor said to them in reply, which of the two do you want me to release to you? They answered, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, then what shall I do with Jesus called Messiah? They all said, let him be crucified. But he said, why? What evil has he done? They only shouted the louder, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he was not succeeding at all, but that a riot was breaking out instead, he took water and washed his hands in the sight of the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. Look to it yourselves. And the whole people said in reply, his blood be upon us and upon our children. Then he released Barabbas to them. But after he had Jesus scourged, he handed him over to be crucified. The purpose of that story is not to make us feel like garbage. It's not to make us say, look at what you did. You got released instead of Jesus. How does that make? No, that's not the purpose of that story. That's not the purpose of this meditation. That's not the purpose of this video. That's not the purpose of the song that inspired this video. The purpose of this concept is to just think about how vast and deep this suffering and this sacrifice of Jesus goes. If you don't mind, it might be weird for some people, it might not for others, whether you're listening to this on podcast or whether you're watching the video. I want you to close your eyes one more time. Just if you can, if you're in a place where you can. Just close your eyes and imagine being there. 2,000 years ago, the whole world is different. Everything is different. And Jesus is hanging on the cross. You're there about 10 feet away from the bottom of the cross. At the bottom, you see Mary. You see John. You see these soldiers all around. You see a large crowd watching what's taking place. And then Jesus looks at you out of everybody. He makes eye contact with you. And he tells you, I love you, followed by your name. That's the reality of what happened. And this isn't like a dramatization of it. Like that is the case. Jesus died for you. He knows you so well that he knows every hair on your head. Same for me. He knew you before you were born. And he died for you too. We are Barabbas, not in that we're made to feel bad about ourselves or because look at what we did. No, we are Barabbas because Jesus Christ took our place. Jesus Christ crucified, died, and resurrected 3 days later, achieving victory over death. And I know the past, I made a couple videos now of just pure meditation, but sometimes I just think we need that simplicity, right? Like, we could explain a lot. We could go into deep theological terms, but also just the simplicity of, hey, he died for you, and think of the power of that. It's like last week when we looked at Psalms 139. That word simplicity has been on my heart a lot lately. And I think that we need some more of it in some of these videos sometimes, because that's what Jesus asks of us. He asks us to simply want him, to simply come to him. It's not complicated. It's not confused. It's not... Like, yeah, there's so much to know about theology. There's a lot of methods of prayer. There's a lot of spiritualities in the Catholic Church. But at the foundation, Jesus wants us to come to him. It's simple. No need to overcomplicate it. So let's, starting today, live like that. Live like Jesus is looking at us and saying, I want you, because he is. Sometimes, though, we're not looking, And so we can't always see it. That was it. Again, I know, a short meditation, but I just had it on my heart to talk about that. Beautiful song, Josiah Queen, I Am Barabbas. Go listen to it. Thank you guys for watching. Again, the whole team's about to be back together, so I'm pretty excited about that. Please pray for us for safe travels. Drop any prayer requests you might have in the comments down below. Check out our social medias. That's YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, at Kinetic Catholic for all of them. We have new merch on the website. Please do go check that out. All of the funds go right back to Kinetic Catholic. So if you could go check that out, that would be awesome. Subscribe. Love you guys. Thank you guys for making Kinetic possible. I've just been filled with gratitude lately, because I wouldn't still be sitting here making a video 8 years later if it wasn't for you guys. So love you all. God bless you all. We'll see you all next week. And hi, Brielle.